Australia's Parliament has lifted a ban on cloning human embryos for stem cell research, despite opposition from the Prime Minister and other party leaders. The House of Representatives approved the legislation by a vote of 82 to 62, clearing the way for researchers to engage in therapeutic cloning. Nick Tonti-Filippini is a bioethics professor at Australia's John Paul II Institute and a member of the government committee that will draft ethical guidelines for human cloning. He told Catherine Smybert the fact the debate only lasted 4 hours was a disgrace, but that hope is not lost.
It's very disappointing. Disappointing that it happened so quickly. Disappointing that the majority would take such a pragmatic view and ignore the issue of human life involved of creating embryos for the purposes of destruction.
Many people in Australia don't feel that the science is ready for this sort of debate. So how are you as scientists and bioethicists aiming to still have some control over what gets done from here on in?
Where to from here? For people like me who are on the government committee, we have to see if we can draft guidelines for this. So the problem for us is that the intrinsic issue has been decided. The Parliament has approved creating embryos for destruction. All we can try and do is protect people as much as we possibly can to try and limit the damage. There is a necessity clause in the legislation, that is, they can only do this work if they can't get the information in any other way. And so what we can try and do through the committee process is to be very rigorous with that and make them prove the concepts that they're pursuing and prove that they can't do it by some other means. And I think we can be pretty tough on that. So we can make it very difficult for them to get the eggs to do it. So everything's not lost, but the major issue that's lost is the issue in principle. In principle, our government or our parliament has said that the life of an embryo is not of sufficient worth or value or worthy of respect to protect it from this sort of thing.